Good morning, historians from around the internet. Welcome back to the Old History Project, the Old History Podcast here, where I attempt to just make the silent history of the Appalachian region more known and available to the public. So, the last series of podcasts I had a lot of fun making. I always like to cover anything to do with the Pressman's Home. I've always been fascinated by it, and so you'll never see me not do something about the Pressman's Home. He'll always come back to the Pressman's Home. So there's no real news in the world of old history. Might try to make me a video sometime soon. I think I might do one over Greenville, Greene County, just because I've never covered it before. Be interested to know what history it holds. So I've covered the state of Franklin on this podcast before, but I don't think I've really dived into one of its predecessors, which was the Watauga Association in the Washington District. And it's an interesting subject to talk about. So before we begin, just consider subscribing to the podcast. You can do so for as little as about $1 a month. If you don't want to do it here on Anchor, you can go to Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/oldhistory, register for an account, and support the project monthly. Not asking, it's just there if you really like me. So let's dive right in. All right, so the Watauga Association. So in order to understand westward settlement, you know, at least at this time, not really the westward settlement after the 1800s, you have to know why our ancestors didn't come into this area years prior, because it was opened up, wasn't it? Well, no, not really. Because at the time, you know, the Great Migration, people coming over, that was dangerous territory. It was Native American lands, and when you get on up into the 1700s, the mid-1700s, you get into conflicts like the French and Indian War, where the French would be bought, or the Indians would be bought and paid to for the scalps of, you know, British settlers. They would be paid to kill them because they were so closely allied with the French. And this was from Louisiana, all the way up to Canada. And so at the end of the French and Indian War, you have the Proclamation of 1763, which deeded that the land west of the Appalachian Mountains was Indian land, not to be settled by the colonist. Don't know if you guys have caught on yet, but we were a very rebellious bunch of 13 little colonies who did not really respect the king. We didn't want nothing to do with him, didn't care what he said. Was one of the many grievances that the colonists had against the English. And so it was around this time when Daniel Boone was making his way up through the area, going on as a, you know, folk hero, Daniel Boone, going through the mountains. Of course, he wouldn't go into the Cumberland Gap and all that until the 1770s, but he's still conducting his expeditions, quote-unquote, into the area. So, the Watauga Association, getting into some interesting stuff here. So, the late 1760s, early 1770s, our ancestors began moving out from North Carolina and into, across and into the Appalachian mountains. One of the first places that they would have stopped and one of the first settlements west of the Appalachians was called the Watauga. Which was about 70 homesteads, farms, that were established along the Watauga River in upper northeastern Tennessee, which we know of that now as Carter County. At that time, it was, I believe, North Carolina. I think that land belonged to North Carolina. So the area was technically outside of the boundaries of British government and within recognized boundaries of the Cherokee territory, which, as I stated earlier, was dangerous to even be there because of just how hostile the situation was between the Native Americans and the colonists. So the settlers would negotiate a 10-year lease, I think, in the amount of, they paid the Native Americans somewhere in the amount of $6,000 for all the country on the waters of the Watauga. And then later that year, they would establish the Watauga Association, which was an attempt to organize the region. And they had their own constitution, which was called, I think it was either the Constitution of the Holston or the Articles of Watauga. Don't quote me on that. Look it up. I don't have the information directly in front of me. It was based on the Virginia Code of Laws and outlined the organization of government, which is five elected magistrates that formed a court and conducted the business of government, including executive, legislative, and judicial matters. Basically, it was like the American government today, just wasn't called America. Don't quote me on that either, I'm sorry. A clerk would record deliberations of the court, and a sheriff executed judgments. And the first five commissioners are unknown, but John Carter may have been the first chairman. John Sevier, Jacob Brown may have been on it. We just don't know a whole lot about what went on in the early years. And now, something else to remember is that this was considered, is considered, even by a good majority of historians, and I think even Teddy Roosevelt even touched on it a little bit. It was the first attempt by American-born citizens to form their own government, their own independent government. So the court would exist for 4 years and regulated the affairs of the Watauga community. The court probably concentrated on judicial business since the Virginia Code of Laws kind of alleviated the need for any legislative action. But the only surviving record of the association is from a lawsuit handled by the court. We just don't know a whole lot about it. For about 2 years, there was peace and order in the Watauga community before Native Americans began to attack. They raided the area and really just kind of made a mess. And after 1775, the Watauga Association began to participate in the revolution, and then it became officially a part of North Carolina. And then the Watauga Association disappeared. Which then, after this point, you begin getting into things like the Washington District, because when North Carolina took in that section of land, they called it the Washington District, which encompassed most of the Watauga community. And then only after that, and I'm skipping a lot of big historical stuff here, they began getting sick and tired of all the raids and not receiving any resources or assistance from the state of Carolina. So they would secede from that state and try to become a recognized state of Virginia. But what I guess they didn't understand is that the war had taken such a toll on the resources and the money and the troops that the states had that they really couldn't send anything. There was nothing to send. They had been crippled. The economy was in shambles from just how expensive the war was. And so they kind of just went and became their own country, sort of, that became the state of Franklin. And then, well, we all know the story with the state of Franklin, kind of went bankrupt. They did hold their own government for a while. They conducted treaties with the Native Americans, you know, the Treaty of the Long Island, that sort of thing. But they didn't really pay taxes. So it kind of just went bankrupt and fell after, especially after North Carolina implanted propaganda everywhere trying to encourage people to denounce the state of Franklin. So technically it was its own country because It wasn't recognized by Carolina or Virginia, and it wasn't a recognized state because when they applied for statehood, they missed the vote by just a couple, like I think two or three. Now, after the state of Franklin, then you get into the Southwest Territory because North Carolina didn't want that land. The first capital of this territory would be the William Cobb home, which sits out in Piney Flats, and this is where Governor Blunt, who was appointed by Washington to be the governor of this territory and then later Tennessee, that's where his headquarters was. And so, and then after that, you get in, just get into Tennessee statehood and so on and so forth. I know I'm missing a lot on the state of Franklin, but I've covered it before, and I'm not going to repeat myself and make people bored. So, just all things to consider. First attempt at American at an independent government by American-born citizens. It was one of the first communities settled. It was the first community settled west of the Appalachian Mountains. The Over Mountain men would march through here, going on up to Kings Mountain. Daniel Boone even held expeditions through here. Now, one thing that I know I did miss was that over the years, people began to move further down the state. I think the furthest at that time would have been William Bean's settlement, not Bean Station. Now, I'm not going to, don't quote me on that, I don't know. But he was one of the first settlers to cross over the mountains. And you would have a string of small forts like Fort Watauga, you'd have Fort Bean, there was one in. There's one on up in Rogersville's Amos Mill, and just stuff like that. But they couldn't hold their own for long against the Indian, the Native American attacks, and they just that's why they formed the state of Franklin. They just got tired of not having any help. So I do hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. We'll see what next weekend holds. I'll go ahead and try to think of another one to make. So if you like the podcast, just remember, you can subscribe to it. Have a great weekend.